The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Other than the obvious, hope everybody had a great weekend.
Oh, yeah. No.
Hey, Battle for Vegas was fantastic, was it not?
It was so much fun, and it was so nice to see some of our listeners out there. You got some great pictures with them, to see them face to face.
I didn't take nearly the number of pictures I should have, though. Why? What's wrong with me? what's wrong with the switch in my brain that doesn't allow it to happen? To take, I don't know what my Jill Gilliland. I was with her whole crew. She's your 3-time champion on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. She's an absolute delight, and they were shocked when I went, all right, let's go get beers.
Yeah, you bought a couple people beers. It was awesome.
Sissy, I spent $200 in beers.
Yeah,
worth it.
Good.
Worth it. I'd do it anytime. I'd do it again. I'd do it again right now.
Yeah, it was so much fun.
And you killed it. Just
thanks.
Yeah. Michaela did the anthem. She did God Bless America later on. They could cut the softball game down, I think. But other than that, it's great.
Yeah,
well, it just seemed like after a while, it was like, okay, when does this end?
Well, because the rain really threw everything off.
It really did.
At least from my point of view. You talk about being frazzled and some of the fans having to go back into the concourse and back to the seats and back and forth.
I never talked about who said frazzled.
Oh, I was my fault. I thought you said at the beginning without taking pictures and stuff.
No, yeah. I just said, what's wrong with my brain? Why don't I take pictures when I see people? Because otherwise, I'd have more people. You guys would have been like, enough already. Stop. Because no, it was fun. And when you go around and you wear a shirt that has your name on you.
I know. What does
chest?
That feel like? Because you have
stupid.
To. But do you feel like,
stupid.
Okay, I feel kind of dumb.
Stupid.
No, it looks great, though. It's cool.
Well,
and everyone was so excited. There was a moment where we ran up the stairs after I sang the anthem. And people were so into it. They were like, hey, Chet, yeah, what's up?
Yeah.
It was nice.
You got to have somebody else with you. You can't just be solo wearing the champion. And Michaela had her dual, you know, because you were repping both sides.
Yeah,
smart,
yeah.
And you looked amazing.
Thank
and all
you
of
so
those
much.
Things. Adrian was doing other stuff down on the field. So, yeah, you got to have somebody with
you're
you.
You're all by yourself in your Chet shirt.
Hi.
That's actually a great visual.
Please love me. I'm so desperate. You know, that's what it screams.
And no, it didn't. But when you say it out loud, it's actually really funny.
Oh,
just
sure.
You all by yourself in your own shirt.
Hi. Hi, do you know me?
What's up, guys?
Honestly, I don't think anybody else thought that either.
But, no, they didn't. They were so excited.
And it was light blue. And so we got a little monsoon Saturday night, obviously. It was like blue. I felt like the biggest, sweatiest, grossest mess.
Dude, you and everybody else. That weather was so weird. It got like, we were like sweating. It was like,
great.
Florida.
Did I look bad? Adrian looked great.
No,
Did I look bad?
No, you looked awesome. But nobody, at least I wasn't anticipating that.
Would you tell me if I did?
Yes.
Yeah, I would have put my powder puff on you.
You're out in these streets looking crazy.
That's right.
I wouldn't have said anything, but I would have taken my powder puff and I would have given you a couple little dabs on the face to make sure.
I would have slapped it out of your hand.
Get some of that shine.
I would have slapped it right out of your hand. Get that thing away from me.
Me just powder puffing you in your own shirt, standing there by yourself.
Yeah,
that's the visual.
Unannounced, because you wouldn't say anything. You'd just start doing it.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, you'd go all mama on me.
Yeah.
You'd go Italian. And mama.
I would. Hey, no, it was fun.
And can we address the elephant in the room? My God, on top of the emails that we all got yesterday, the phone calls, God, I thought there was going to be a Zoom meeting about Saturday and about the assassination on the former president, the assassination attempt. Look, our story doesn't change, just so you know. And they're like, well, you have to address it. So we will. Here we go. We should be, but our story doesn't change. Love always wins. This is a place where you can come where you don't have to deal with that. Mm-hmm. We don't do politics on this show. I wish people were nicer to each other on social media, even when it's not politics. I wish social media wasn't so awful. And I wish we weren't so sure that what you see on social media is what everybody else is doing, because mm-hmm. it's not.
Yeah.
I really believe that. I believe we're better than that. I wish we were better than that. And we should be better than that.
Yeah.
Also, you can curate your own stuff. You don't have to block people. You don't even have to unfriend them. You can unfollow them. And it's a beautiful thing. They don't even know you did it.
Yeah.
And it's fine. Mm-hmm. But man, we got to do better just as people.
Yeah. I genuinely couldn't agree with you more. I think we all just deserve to be nice and have peace and that's it.
And you should also know from this show, we're not sitting here going, ooh, rainbows and puppy dogs.
No.
And everything's great.
No.
It's not. But damn, dude, like your jokes aren't funny and they'll get you fired. Don't do it.
you know,
it's just from friends to friends. And I wouldn't say anything on social that I wouldn't say in front of somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And we do a lot of that too. And I think if everybody kind of, you know, everybody kind of slowed down when you didn't have social media, you wouldn't say something to somebody because there'd be repercussions.
Right.
So just be nice, man.
Yeah.
We love you. Just know that. We love you.
Yeah.
And that's as heavy as it's going to get today.
That's right.
And I'm done talking about it. In fact, I kind of didn't enjoy that at all, to be honest with you. Thank you for listening to the Chet Buchanan Show. We appreciate you. We love you. And we hope you know that this is a good place to be. You know what I'm saying?
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
I find this so funny that they felt the need to announce this. But it's a big freaking deal. The people at Target are no longer going to accept personal checks.
Oh my God. Because people used to write, still do apparently.
And your grandma, who's, you know, and it takes a minute anyway.
My grandma wrote a lot of personal checks.
And grandma would be up there writing it. Well, it shouldn't upset too many of them because Target said, look, we wanted to be sensitive to the idea of your grandma not being able to write a check anymore. They said it was a extremely low volume of checks that they were taking in anyhow. And honestly, the Gen Z and millennial cashiers didn't quite know what to do.
Oh, I bet, because they probably aren't even learning about checks in school anymore.
So, well, and just even why are you writing on that and expecting me to take this as payment?
You know what I mean? My mother-in-law wrote a check a couple weeks ago, didn't put it in her check balancing book, and had a meltdown because she didn't know where the money was. So I think it's almost beneficial for everybody if checks are just out all together.
Yeah, and I guess there are still plenty of places like Walmart. So in case grandma's going to have a similar meltdown, you could just take her to Walmart. But they're saying that Walmart's going to phase it out as well.
Yeah.
About 1 in 5 people over 66 years old write several checks each month, but half of people under 55 didn't write a single check the entire year.
When's the last time you wrote a check?
Somebody needed the money right away. Usually I'll do it through my bank and it takes a week
right
for it to get there. Some places that are set up for it, it's the next day. Mm-hmm. Other places it'll take like a week, but they wanted the money right away. So I wrote a check and took it to them.
Uh-huh.
But it wasn't, I was like, I can't just give you a credit card over the phone.
I can't just Venmo you?
Sell you? Yeah, no, it was big.
Okay.
It was a business transaction.
Oh, okay.
Hear what I'm saying? But I said, I can't just come down and bring you a credit card. I can't, or we're not set up for that. I was like, well, then you kind of suck too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do. But it all worked out in the end. But other than that, no, I don't even know.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
Your Monday morning good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah.
Usually they're warm and fuzzy, right? Today they're warm and furry. See what I did there? A convention for furries broke a fundraising record last weekend in Pittsburgh.
Doing what?
And the furry convention is in Pittsburgh.
I just love makes that. The thought of it.
Anthrocon is what they call it. They donated over $100,000 to a group called Gray Paws Sanctuary that rescues and cares for senior dogs. Now, I don't want to know what they may or may not have used as an enticement. Or if they just asked people to give to the cause. I'm just glad that they did it.
Exactly.
And again, I would have never believed that, you know, that it would be furries and fundraising records. But here we are. Happy Monday, everybody. I usually avoid these as well. A woman in Alabama, her name's Helen Denmark. Happy birthday, turned 108 yesterday. Woo! And here's her secret.
Well, I feel all right. I'll be here when I'm 110.
I don't know about that, Helen, but let's continue with the story.
Helen says she stays young by drinking wine, eating dessert, and flirting with men with mustaches.
Oh, yeah, Helen? Mustaches.
Yeah, that's
sort of
thing.
You make your own joke there, kids. I'm not going to do that. We're on the radio, and it's Monday, and, you know, it's probably just left, better left. Sometimes you just have to involve the audience.
Yeah.
You know, you just let them write your own story. Choose your own adventure,
yes,
as it may be. Monday, a lot of stuff happening there that I did not expect going into it. It's your good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
This is probably the one and only word that we will have on this subject. Michaela and I just had a really great off-air conversation. The world's funky right now.
Yeah, it is, dude.
It is. The world's a little funky right now. And just know, you don't come here for politics. You don't come here for all of that. We're hoping to be the port in the storm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We were talking a lot about, that's why good feeling stories of the day are so great, because it's stories of hope.
Yes.
And we choose, our story today doesn't change. Oh my God. There were so many like, it's going to get you fired. Your jokes aren't funny. You know what I mean?
True.
If you're going to try and make jokes.
Yeah.
Which that's weird to me because a man died protecting his family.
Yeah.
On Saturday, you know what we're talking about. We're talking about the attempted assassination. Just know, we always believe love wins.
Yeah.
And we always not that we're in, not that our heads are buried in the sand, like, oh, everything's great. But also, we know what you're here for, and that ain't it. And that's all we got to say about that. So before, you know, and it doesn't matter what we say, we're going to get drilled for it. I haven't looked at social media in a minute, but, you know.
Well, and also, I think there's so many outlets talking about it because it's so important. But you also need a place for a little bit of relief and just a little bit of laughter. And, God, I could use some laughter right now, personally, well, you know.
And like a buddy of mine said, the events on Saturday have brought out the worst in way too many people on my social media, on both sides. I'm embarrassed to be connected to some of these people. And I said, this is easy. You can delete, unfollow, disconnect, take notes on it, because you don't need that in your life.
Yeah. Take care of your head and heart.
Well, and I'm not saying it, and I'm not trying to get all preachy, but I think it's weird that people say stuff on social media that they would never say to somebody's face.
Oh, yeah. I feel like that's on so many different topics, though. It's crazy.
And I always thought that was weird. And I also think it's weird that so many people want to tell other people how to live their lives, mm-hmm. and to call them names and all that. And just, man, we just need to love each other a little bit. And it's okay to disagree. My God, it's called being an adult. And that's the, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Agreed.
Okay, then would it be weird to play We Can't Be Friends by Ariana Grande? Is that an odd choice at that point?
Peace and love, baby, and also we can't be friends.
At that moment, and is she, I've never really delved into the lyrics. Is she saying we can't be friends because we're going to do it?
Yes, that's how I've always taken it.
That's how I always took
it, too.
There's
too much love.
It's still, however, after saying we need to love each other and, you know, kind of, you know, tone it down a touch, I don't want somebody looking over at their radio and then it says, we can't be friends. It seems to be a subliminal message that I don't want to send.
Okay.
So instead, I'll hit, ooh, hang on. This one might even be the best of all the. So my choices were We Can't Be Friends,
uh-huh,
or Million Dollar Baby.
Okay.
Nice. Or somehow this seems appropriate.
My life.
Live your life.
What you need to do is be thankful for
live
life.
Live your life.
Yes.
It's okay.
Stop living.
Hey, we love you. And Michaela's Hometown Throwdown is coming up in just moments. Hang on,
baby girl.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only morning show I wake up with.
98.5 KLUC.
Here is Jill Gilliland from Wagon Wheel, your three-time champion on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown, which, by the way, she also did call her shot over the weekend. Sorry, poor choice of words. No, that wasn't a joke, and it wasn't meant to be a joke.
Yeah.
But she said, did you make my belt?
You go, Jill. Jill's getting this belt.
Now I put a lot of pressure on myself.
Yeah.
No, you didn't. Got this.
How am I so dumb that we didn't get a picture together? I'm so sorry.
I know. I didn't even get to see Jill.
That's okay. I got to see you, so that's good. You did amazing.
We all saw you.
Well, thank you so much. Jill, when I was writing these questions today, I literally thought about you, and I was like, she's going to nail every single one. You're so fast.
Michaela.
Oh, I hope so. Now that's a lot of pressure.
Michaela sang the national anthem and God Bless America at Battle for Vegas on Saturday. And, of course, given the events of Saturday.
Yeah.
You know, and just everybody was a bit emotional. God Bless America brought the house down.
Yes. Like
we were talking about people crying. You know, after it was really good.
It was definitely I felt very honored to be a part of it. It was an emotional day for sure.
Sometimes you're in the spot that you probably ought to be. And I really felt that about you on Saturday. You were in the spot that you should have been.
Thank you so much.
And me too. Out of the way. You know,
listen,
me too,
you're doing
not
important
involved.
Stuff. You're buying our listeners beer and they deserve it.
I came through, didn't I, Jill? In fact, I felt guilty that I should have come over and sat with you guys, and then I thought, they don't want that. But I was getting so I sat with other folks, and then I was like, no, I should go back and truthfully, I spent about $200 in beers at the game. Don't tell our bosses.
Yeah.
They were like, don't do that.
We'll bill them later.
Everybody got home. Yeah. Turn it in on the expenses.
Yeah.
See if that one goes through Odyssey Corporate. I don't think so. All right,
just call it hot dogs or something. Does it have what you bought on it?
They're still going, we're not paying for that. They're like, we didn't authorize that. We don't know what you're doing. Yeah. 702-364-9898. Jill's ready to go for win number four. Are you ready to play Michaela's Hometown Throwdown and maybe win David Blaine tickets? He's going to be at Encore Theater at the Wynn Wednesday, August 21st. So let's go. 702-364-9898 right now.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
This is great. I just had flashbacks to this weekend because I was getting rosters and everything ready for USA basketball.
Yeah.
I'm super excited. Speaking about being patriotic and all that kind of stuff, USA basketball is taking me to London to do their USA basketball showcase as they get ready for the Olympics. Hooray!
Absolutely.
However, USA is playing South Sudan, which better than you think. You know, it's they're a better squad than you think.
Yeah.
But the names, and we're playing Germany men and Germany women. And so the only reason I bring it up, because we've already talked to Jill Gilliland, who's our three-time champion from Wagon Wheel. And then who's the challenger?
Don't make me. Oh,
yeah, come on. You can do it.
Oh, no.
All right, Lori, let's do this together. So Enterprise is in the chat.
Him first.
We've got
him first.
Lori.
Don't say a word, Lori.
Lori Ledemeyer. I definitely said that wrong.
Is it Ledemeyer?
It's a tongue twister.
Lori? Lori?
Hold on. I don't think she's on air.
My bad. I thought I hit the button. Lori.
I'm like, hello?
Ledemeyer?
Hello?
Ledemeyer?
Ledemeyer.
Ledemeyer? Bueller?
Yes.
Bueller? Yeah, that, listen, for what I've seen, so I got two. It's J-O-H-A-N-N-E-S. One of them pronounces it Johan, and the other one pronounces it Giannis.
Oh, that's the worst, brother. Good luck with that.
Well, it's the same spelling. Two different pronunciations.
Oh, God.
Pull it together, Germany.
Come on.
Give me some consistency here, people. So Ledemeyer's nothing for me. Not afraid of you.
Nothing.
LL.
Buzz in with your name. First one to three is the winner. If neither of you are able to answer a question, we'll give you about 3 seconds. One of the highly inappropriate buzzers will be pressed. Ledemeyer, give me a number. In fact, if you buzz in as Ledemeyer, it'll just make my world, just so you know. Give me a number between 42 and 48.
45.
Inappropriate buzzer number 45.
Crap!
So if you hear that, then I'll get a chance to answer. And if I get three, then neither one of you get nothing. And we'll start over tomorrow.
Oh, no.
Okay? Commissioner Gordon is at the ready. Michaela, let's go.
This Jersey housewife, famous for flipping a table, is in hot water for a recent...
Did I hear Jill?
You sure did.
Yep.
Yes, Jill?
Teresa Giudice.
Very nicely done. I've never known. How do you actually pronounce it?
Giudice. Right? I don't know.
It's Giudice, right?
She
goes back and forth.
She sure does. Absolutely. She's said Giudice and Giudice. So we can't take her for her word.
She and Michaela are friends, you know.
No, I'm friends with Danielle.
Oh, you're not friends with whatever her name is.
Well, Danielle and Teresa are enemies. So right now I'm trying to stay loyal to Danielle.
Of course.
I respect that.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, she's been on the show. You know what? So is Giudice, but not since Michaela got here. So that doesn't count. All right, one zip for the champ.
This American fitness personality and public figure known for his over-the-top style sadly passed away.
Jill.
Ron Simmons.
No.
Did I say that right?
No.
No!
Not.
Lori Ledemeyer, do you have an answer?
I got nothing.
What did you say?
She's got nothing.
I got nothing.
I believe the answer you were looking for was Richard Simmons, was it not?
Yes, it was.
I don't even know what the question
was. That was very close.
I'm not even sure what the question was, but I think the answer is Richard Simmons. All right.
It was.
The champ's got one. I've got one. Ledemeyer waiting to get on the board.
Which team won the game at this weekend's Battle for Vegas?
Good question. You better get this one, y'all.
Jill.
Yeah, Jill, it's a 50-50, and you were there. I only bought you one beer. I only bought you one beer. All right, who are you going with?
I had to leave early because I had to go get my kid, but Raiders?
Not.
Ladlemeyer, no. What's your answer? Hold it, nobody say nothing. Ladlemeyer, what's your answer? Okay, well, your only other answer was the Raiders. And so, yeah, I've got two. Ladlemeyer, nothing.
Wait, I said Raiders.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
She did say Raiders.
She did.
Oh, she did?
I thought the Golden Knights won.
I thought they did too.
Oh, yeah, and that was the only other choice.
Yeah, she should have.
Oh, no. What did I just say?
You said Raiders.
You said the Raiders.
You know what I mean. Jill was wrong.
Yes.
Did I say Raiders?
Yes.
No point for nobody.
Wow. Hang on. I got to repoint. I got to repush this one for me.
Uh-huh. Try again, dumbass.
Oh, my.
And I should also do one of these.
Shut up, dummy.
I should probably do that one.
Uh-huh.
I'm taking my point off the board. I was obsessed with what Jill had said.
Yes.
I know. I'm sorry.
And because of my stupidity and because it's Monday, I'm making all the excuses.
Good.
I still have one. Jill has one. Ladlemeyer waiting to get on the board with the easiest layup question of all time, and we all missed it. Nice.
She started 90210 as Brenda.
Jill.
Shannon Doherty.
Yes, Shannon Doherty.
Yes.
People are calling in anticipation of getting the tickets. They think that the tickets are going to go out to the masses.
Yes.
Yeah. Shannon, man, what a rough weekend. Who else were there? Shannon Doherty, Richard Simmons.
Dr. Ruth
and Shelley Duvall.
Yeah.
And then the other. Oh.
Yeah, it's been tough.
Yikes.
All right. Annika Tanya Mirage Petty is the full name of what Trinidadian-born rapper whose fans are lovingly called the Barbs?
45.
Who was that?
Who was that?
Oh, she said 45.
Isn't my buzzer 45?
You want me to just hit
Ladlemeyer.
Yeah, what's your answer?
Rihanna.
But yeah, buzzer 45.
Ah, crap.
Jill, do you have an answer?
Is it Nicki Minaj?
Yes, and you're the winner yet again. Win number four.
Somehow
you got three out of all that. Ladlemeyer, you are a delight. Thank you so much for calling.
And she said 45.
Yeah, the fact that you buzzed in saying 45 is really funny. You know what? Can we give her Jeff Buchanan show shirts?
Absolutely.
I feel like this is a day that we should, you know, again, we talk about giving everybody a break. I think everybody gets a break today.
Yeah.
So you hang on for one second. Jill wins again. Jill Gilliland, a wagon wheel, wins again. And this time we add David Blaine tickets to your winnings. That is at the Wynn Las Vegas on Wednesday, August 21st. And she goes for win number five to retire.
Oh, snap.
To retire as an undefeated five-time champ and get the belt that she has already predicted she is going to win. Will she be?
I already have rhinestones.
You already have a what?
My rhinestones for the belt.
You won't need it. I showed you the pictures. The belts are good, right?
Well, I didn't see it sparkling.
Jill, you're an icon.
She's the best.
A star. Right,
hang on a second. We'll see if she can get her fifth straight win and retire as champ and get a belt tomorrow on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
Las Vegas is waking up with the Jeff Buchanan Show. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. 98.5 KLUC.
I just showed Michaela the roster for South Sudan.
Listen to me. Godspeed, Chet.
Yeah, double zero. Pronounce that.
Junior Matted.
Yeah, you know what? Spot on.
Okay, but that's the easiest name. That's literally the easiest name.
I was
going
to go Madut when I first saw it. Madut.
Yeah, but all these other names. Mathiong. Nope, not doing it. Bull Kowal.
Yeah, pretty good. Yeah, maybe you should go do this.
Listen, I can't say I'm saying it right. Have you been practicing? Do you rehearse before you say names?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Marin Gattuth.
Marin Gattuth. Okay. Marin. Yeah. Devin didn't say it like that.
2020. K-U-A-N-I.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I was just sure that we could listen to it.
Ladenmeyer. I still can't say it. That sounds like
Ladenmeyer. 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 Freaking rock star. Never forget it. Isn't that right? Is that right, Lori? Ladenmeyer, the rock star. That's right.
That's our girl.
Why are you still
That's
on?
Me.
I've been. People have been calling in, phone calls. I'm busy Kyle on Monday, brother.
It just struck me, though. I was like, why is she still here?
I was too. I did not anticipate her.
It's a better signal. She just wants to say hello.
I'm grateful that we get to talk to Ladenmeyer for a little longer.
Absolutely. I'm here with
stick
you.
Stick around for relationship rehab, Lori. Have a get comfortable.
It's only another half hour from now, maybe 45 minutes. It goes by quick. But first, between now and then relationship rehab at 8 o'clock, which is funky. This thing, so I showed the email to Michaela. It came in over the weekend for relationship rehab.
Oh, yeah.
I showed the email to Michaela. She started giggling. She goes, oh, yeah, every girl does this. And I'm like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, I love it. I don't know if every girl does it, but I know the girls that do, and I'm into it.
Yeah. She smirked. She's like, I don't see what the problem is. Like, really? Because I can't imagine.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
This is interesting. It'll be a fun one. At about 8 o'clock this morning.
Uh-huh.
Between now and then, a 177-second survey. We've got more of those David Blaine tickets. 3 questions, 3 seconds shy, 3 minutes. We'll play, maybe 10 minutes from now. Probably right around 7:40. Stay close.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
Oh my God, that was just so much fun. I'm not going to say their name.
Don't say their name.
No, of course not. Did you enjoy that or did it make you uncomfortable?
I felt uncomfortable.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
No, this is the relationship that I believe that we have with our listeners. And that relationship is somebody was calling in. I saw their name on the caller ID. I happened to have the other day seen them commenting on another radio show's bit going, oh, I love you guys so much. And so then I just picked up the phone and I was like, oh, really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Busted.
Uh-huh.
Because, and we get it. You've got buttons in your car. You listen to all other kind of people. But I think the professing your love that's a different level. And I do take it a little personal.
All right. That's okay.
A little bit.
All right, well, that's okay. You let her know.
I stay faithful to them.
Yeah,
I stay faithful to her.
Well, now she knows. You've told her, you've spoken your truth, and now she knows.
No,
she better act right.
No, what was really funny, I was going, yeah, you know, you're cheating on us with the other shows. And she goes, yeah, but I always come back home. And maybe if you treated me a little better, I wouldn't stray.
Uh-huh, she had some great comebacks.
Got me. Got it. Who's doing the 177-second survey?
We got Janeth Lopez, Northtown.
Maybe if you said their names right. Jeez. Hey.
Hey.
Hello.
Then they wouldn't stray on us. Don't even know
me today. What did I do to you today?
Don't be sensitive.
You're right. Fair
don't
enough.
Don't be sensitive. Hi, Janeth.
Hello.
Hi. Your 177-second survey starts now. What? Okay. So be specific. What was the absolute best part of your weekend?
This weekend I went out with some friends. I didn't really do much, but it was just being out and about, and it was nice weather.
Where did you go?
We went out to eat. Didn't really do much, but it was better than staying home.
I'm gonna keep asking until you tell me. Where did you go?
We went out to dinner. I think.
Where did you go?
I don't know what it's called. It's some restaurant. It's like a Mexican restaurant.
I swear to God, I know it's a joke on the internet. I'm going to open up a restaurant called I Don't Know or I Don't Care. That's what I'm going to do.
I'm going to open up
a restaurant called I Don't Care.
I'm going, I don't care.
Yeah. Well, no, because, all right, where you want to go? I don't care. No, I don't care. And then, yeah, that's what it is.
That's funny.
So what if what if you got food poisoning or if they charged you $1,000 on your credit card? Who would you go bust?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know.
She'd bust. I don't know.
That's awesome. It's really good. Or it was either I don't know or I don't care. I don't remember.
Yeah.
I don't remember which place that was. Oh, 1 in 3 people say it's cool to make a gift registry for children's birthdays. How do we feel about that? Is that a good thing or a bad thing, Janeth?
I think it's a good thing. You kind of know what you want, what the parent wants. That way you're not buying just like useless toys. But then again, I wouldn't buy off the registry. I just look at what they want and then I buy it somewhere else.
Some people were like, it's impersonal. And if they just send the stuff to them directly from Amazon, they think that's bad. And I'm like, no, this is great.
Yeah, I never liked that answer. I think it's just whatever makes it most convenient. It's nice enough they got a gift. It doesn't make it impersonal.
I wish I had a year-long gift registry with my wife where she could just load stuff in there that she wants. And then when it comes up for birthdays and anniversaries and Christmas.
That's actually not a bad idea. You could still do that. We all could.
Yeah, and I know the whole, well, you should pay attention and you should know and all that. That's hard.
Yeah.
Really freaking hard. And I would be willing to exchange the information.
Yeah.
So are you in for the kids' birthday?
Absolutely.
Registry?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm in.
Yeah. All right. And then what was the last question? We have time for the third question? This is unprecedented. Oh, wait. This is okay. So a buddy of mine found a Kindle in his hotel room and kept it and loves it. Is he a bad person?
Oh, I feel bad. I think a lot about karma, so I would turn it in.
Is he a bad person because he kept the Kindle?
Yeah.
Michaela.
I would have turned it in, yes. I wouldn't say bad person. It's dramatic, but yeah, he should have turned it in. Well, naughty boy.
I think I know what you're going to say, but go.
I would have kept it.
You always are the opposite of what I think you're going to say. It's really amazing. It's amazing to me. Yeah, he found a Kindle in his hotel room on vacation. He kept it. He felt kind of weird for not turning it in, but now he loves it. This is a mutual friend of ours who was like, hey, you use this one for the show.
Uh-huh.
But now he loves it and feels like he got a free device.
Well, yeah, because you stole it. It's free.
What, stealing's a little
steal?
I think it's maybe, stealing.
Maybe.
Finders keepers?
Yeah, I think it is too.
No, not finders keepers. You gotta turn it in. What if someone was looking for it and they're like, oh man, this is the only money I had to get a Kindle and I left it and now I'll never have it again.
Oh, a Kindle is like a tablet that you read books on.
Yeah, I know.
No, I'm getting texts. I'm getting Texases.
Oh.
People asking. Oh. What's a Kindle?
Yeah, it's pretty cool, actually.
A Ken doll? What? Like, no, not a Ken doll. All right, good. Well, have fun at David Blaine. David Blaine, Impossible at the Encore Theater at the Wynn Las Vegas, Wednesday, August 21st. And Wednesday, August 21st? Because I was thinking that your name is Janeth, so I was preparing.
I knew where you were going.
Obviously, I'm struggling a little on this Monday. Who knew? Have a great day.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Are we going to fight? Are we going to full-on fight over this one? Or are we just going to, is it just going to happen? Because we are on opposite sides.
You know what? I think we've had enough fighting.
That's true.
Enough drama this weekend.
That's true. So how about we have an adult disagreement?
Ooh, that's it.
Shocking.
Okay, let's have an adult disagreement.
Yeah, let's bring that to America.
Whoa, what does that look like?
So we're going, brace yourself, people. We are going to be on opposite sides of this, I believe. We are going to be on opposite sides of this equation. And we're not going to hate each other. It's going to be amazing.
What a thought.
You're growing up. I'm itching my nose to make sure I'm ready. Okay, now I'm ready. Amelia says, we have been fighting for two straight weeks because of my pending delivery. This may play into it a little bit.
Yeah.
And she's great. Be mad. You know, I mean, just you've got... You're growing a baby inside of you.
Yeah.
You know?
Mama's working hard.
I am due to give birth within the next 10 days. I plan on having a makeup artist give me a makeover before I head into the delivery room. God, if you'd have told me, too, that you were going to take a smart speaker and listen to the show. I don't want to miss a minute of the show. They're like, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Because people do that now. They take their music and, you know, and all the...
Oh, yeah, they bring all kinds of stuff.
I don't know nothing about birth, no babies, but I know that. I want to feel pretty and...
Good quote.
I want to feel pretty and look great for my birthing pictures. My husband, on the other hand, thank you, by the way, is totally against the idea and says the focus should be on our child and not me. I don't think there's anything wrong with getting glammed up. Do you? Is this a thing? This is the...
I don't want to give my answer away.
No, give it right now. I'm just give this part. Is this a thing? It's, yes or no?
For the girls I know, it's a thing. Yes,
it happens.
And I'm into it.
And it's accepted? I have so many questions. I have so many... Again, I don't know nothing about birth and no babies.
Same. I don't either, but I am an aunt.
But I know what I know.
Yes.
I have been... the first person outside of father and mother to hold a child.
Aww,
my God. Yeah.
There's nothing like it, honestly.
I've also seen the state that the mother was in.
Yes.
So. Yeah. Okay. I don't think there's anything wrong with getting glammed up. Do you? Am I wrong here? Or wouldn't you agree my husband needs to be more sensitive to my needs? It's mighty. See, this is okay, and I'll share a little with you then.
Okay.
Because you gave a little to me saying that yes, this is the thing. Allow me to share a little bit with you, and then
please,
we'll expand momentarily. Or wouldn't you agree my husband needs to be more sensitive to my needs? It's my day. I'm doing all the work. Why can't I at least look good? This, as we have become very, very good at doing in our society these days, and maybe as a little bit of what we're talking about today, the aftermath of the weekend. Mm-hmm. Stop gaslighting. Stop it.
Wait, who's gaslighting who here?
She is.
Him?
She's gaslighting him.
I think he's gaslighting
her. She's gaslighting me.
You're gaslighting me.
No, I'm not.
I know. I just wanted to say it because I felt like we're on a roll.
That's, how would I gaslight? That's your fault if you think I'm... I'm sorry that you feel that way.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah,
is that,
I think that's how it goes. I think that's pretty good.
No, I just, because, well, wouldn't you, that he needs to be sensitive to my needs. Okay, does that mean that he has to go along with everything?
No, but I think a woman's in a very vulnerable position. And I'm going to stop right here so I don't give away my opinion. Did you hear my thoughts stop themselves immediately?
Yeah.
I definitely have an opinion.
And if the gaslighting is meant to spur an emotional response, well, then maybe that is what I just did. Yeah, 702-364-9898. The glam, maybe there's part of this I don't understand.
It's okay.
Would somebody be willing to explain? 702-364-9898. But I think this might be, well, or maybe are we, there's part of it I agree with, but maybe we're talking about the same thing and I just don't understand. Okay?
Yeah, fair.
So, A, how do you feel about this? B, can somebody explain this? The glam in the while you're having a baby.
Yeah.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning.
When I first wake up,
they tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
Really quick, thanks again to everybody who came and hung out with us at Battle for Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
On Saturday night at Las Vegas Ballpark. $225,000 raised for Best Buddies. Huge. It was the biggest one of them yet.
It was incredible. The energy was amazing. Vegas lit it up.
Yep. And it was good to hang out. I spent $200 in beers. And literally, I felt like we were just scratching the surface. And
yeah.
We'll do better
next year.
Those
are the appetizers.
Huh?
Scratching the surface.
Oh, that was the appetizer.
Appetizers.
I thought you were saying I bought appetizers. I'm telling you, I'm struggling right
it's
now.
All
I don't
right.
know why. I don't know why. It's Monday. And I don't blame it on that. I'm just not very smart today.
It was a long weekend.
I'm a little slow
today. It's been a weird weekend, to be honest.
A little slow today. All right. But I thought you were saying I bought appetizers too, and I was like, I don't remember buying food. I don't know about appetizers. Yeah, well, we bought beers. We had a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah, next year, we have plans.
Yeah, we do.
We have plans.
Mm-hmm.
Relationship rehab. We've been fighting for 2 straight weeks. She's about to give birth in the next 10 days. She plans, Amelia, plans on having a makeup artist. Here's the part I don't get. She says, I plan on having a makeup artist give me a makeover before I head into the delivery room.
Yeah.
That raises my question. The husband thinks it's dumb. She says, I want to feel pretty and look great for my birthing pictures. Husband's all totally against it, says the focus should be on the child, not me. I don't think there's anything wrong with getting glammed up, do you? Well, am I wrong here? Hmm? Or wouldn't you agree? And then she said, come on, this is gaslighting. Wouldn't you agree my husband needs to be more sensitive to my needs? It's my day. Because how do you answer that and not be wrong?
I mean, you could just, well, I won't say anything yet.
There's no way. What?
Well, I want to see what everyone else says. I won't give it away
yet. Oh, I understand. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Brit Chick Vic, what do you think?
I'm on dad's side. Only because having 4 children, and back 24 years ago, they never had Snapchat and filters. And all I was concerned about is how nice that looks afterwards, the fanny bit. Not anything else. She should have a makeover. She should concentrate on pushing and having a beautiful child. The child's beautiful. Just forget about the eyelashes and the lipstick and the highlighted contoured cheeks.
What? You're getting the makeover before you head in with all the grunting with all the grunting and sweating and crying and whatnot. Aren't you going to look like the Joker by the time you have that kid?
Exactly. It's all going to get ruined anyway.
I understand getting cleaned up because I've been there for that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's take pictures with the kids. Okay, let's get a chance. Let's comb mom's hair. Let's wash her face. Let's get her put back together.
Yeah.
And then now full blown makeup. Okay, to me that says a little bit about you, but whatever.
What does it say?
You know what it says.
I don't agree.
I'm just saying maybe. And then I get cleaned up, but the makeup artist?
Yeah.
Dude.
No, I totally agree with it.
Then it looks like the baby's photoshopped in. You know what I mean? It looks like it's not real.
Well,
thank you, Vicky. Thank you for laughing at that. Thank you.
Love ya. Bye.
You're the best. Have a good day.
Bye. Yeah,
would you like to reply?
I think that it should be the mom's decision. It's really difficult. Even watching my sister give birth, it's so hard. You're so vulnerable. You've gained a lot of weight. You don't feel so comfortable already. If you want to have a beautiful face filled with makeup, go off, sister.
Okay, but I'm going to... Holly, go ahead. Turn your radio down, please.
Yeah.
Holly, okay. Turn your radio down. What? Okay. What do you think?
I think... the mom, she definitely can, you know, if she wants to feel pretty and get her makeup done, that's fine. But I think she should really have true expectations of delivery. I mean, you can, like, get done up a little bit. I wouldn't recommend the full-blown glam, lashes, lipstick, all of that. Because, you know, like you said, you could come out looking like the Joker here. And you want to look a little bit more natural. And also, another thing is, especially if it's her first baby, the labor can be 20 plus hours, and that could, you know, who knows, through the middle of the night, you're sleeping, when I had my baby, I went in, I didn't start pushing until, I don't know, midnight, and I didn't deliver my baby until like 6, 7 a.m., so I don't know if the makeup artist is on standby or whatnot, so maybe, you know, she definitely can, I would say, but just have some sort of realistic expectation that it may not
I was in there for a long time too. I stayed in. I wouldn't let go. I liked it in there.
Mama's belly?
Yeah, apparently so.
Yeah, you were holding. Good for you. Well, the world's hard. She should have stayed in there. God, I agree. I wish I would have too.
It's our world's tough.
God.
Don't get started.
Especially the first baby. It can take 20 plus hours. That's pretty normal.
Yeah. And again, to get glammed up before you go in, I'm telling you, it's not going to make it.
I feel like my sister did photos before the baby was born. And so then that's why you have your photos. But even after the baby was born, her face looked beautiful.
What's the point? What's the point for a hospital photo shoot before the baby is born? And then again, I'll go back to my earlier point. Then you Photoshop in the kid? What?
Well, why would you Photoshop in the kid? The baby would be there after the birth.
Why are you taking pictures before the baby?
Because it's a photo shoot the last minute you're pregnant, and then you have your beautiful baby. You've been carrying that thing around for 9 months. If you want to have a photo shoot beforehand to have those photos of you with your baby in your belly for the last time and you want to look beautiful, I say go for it.
How do I say this properly? I find you to be wonderfully intelligent. We have become absolutely best friends.
Uh-huh.
The concept of which you speak, what you're saying, not you saying it.
Yeah.
What are you about to say? You know what I'm about to say.
Because I got five mamas on a text chain and they're blowing me up.
Okay. This concept to me, no, I'm just going to say it straight out. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
That's okay.
No, it's not.
That's okay if you feel like that. But I've never given birth. However, the women that I know who have makes them feel good. They like it.
Right, but doing it before? Doing a photo shoot before the birth?
Yeah.
And then do you do another one after?
Yeah. Holding the baby.
Right. And then do you get glammed up for that again?
You probably just do a little bit of a powder touch.
Because have you been around a birth?
Yes.
Powder touch?
Yes. My sister had a baby and she looked beautiful. You cry and you sweat, but you...
You look like the Joker.
Maybe some do. My sister didn't. She looked hot, actually. She was really... You're listening. You look really hot, Shreya.
Bridget, have you had kids?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, mine's an adult now.
Are you glamming?
I find it delightfully ridiculous that she thinks she's going to be able to get the makeup artist scheduled exactly perfectly for this. That's the part that, I mean, it's clearly a little disconnect with reality here.
That is the side that Bridget tends to take.
I hear that, sis.
That is the side that Bridget, yeah, often will say, what are we talking about right now?
So I'm giving birth in 10 days. Yeah, sure, honey. That's cute. Let's see how what really happens.
You know, I don't want to speak for moms, though, because I've never given birth, but I don't feel like all the births are that difficult.
What?
Not in the sense that they're not doing all of the work. No. Not like the moms aren't like, oh my God, they've put so much work into it. I'm saying like there are moms that literally have given birth and they still like, they feel okay. They look okay. They've literally done everything. But there are some moms that like want that look and they like it. And I've seen them and I know some of them, some of my friends, and they look good still.
Well, sure. But the glam up front, I have no problem with the let's get you cleaned up after this is all over. And now let's take pictures because they clean up the baby. You don't get goo pictures, right, Bridget? You don't get pictures
Sure. Go ahead. No, cleaned up after the birth. That's perfectly reasonable.
You've deserved it. Have a glass of champagne unless the drugs are still, you know, kicking. But you know what I'm saying?
Get that epidural.
They frown on that in the hospital. But
they do. I know. Yeah, you're right. I was like, I've never seen that. But the idea of going in, I want to get pictures. And why are you taking pictures before anyway?
I just don't see what the problem is. I feel like you've been carrying the baby for 9 months. You've worked hard. You've gained a lot of weight. Your body doesn't look like you're normally used to. If it gives you a little boost of confidence or it makes you feel good, I say get your makeup done before, after, and during.
Last word, Jordan. Thank you, Bridget. Have a good day.
You too, man.
Being the voice of reason on this show. Thank God. Okay, Jordan, last word. Go.
Good morning.
Hi.
So I am kind of taking her side on this. I have given birth to 3 kids myself. And do I really think that I would have been able to do the whole glam thing? No. But do I kind of wish that I would have? Yes. Especially with my last two. My last two were absolutely like horrific pregnancies and even deliveries. They were tough. And I'm just kind of wishing, hey, you know what? Maybe I wish I kind of looked a little better than what I did.
But
well, I bet you look beautiful.
Just for like the confidence.
But after.
Just for the confidence.
Yeah, but after.
Before, during, and after. But if I would have done it, I probably would have ended up coming out looking like the Joker afterwards. Not gonna lie.
Well, you know, you also could always do like a scheduled C-section and then just forget
totally
all about it. Just look gorgeous.
No, totally different story.
My last one was a C-section, and I'm telling you what, it was awful.
The whole
scenario was awful. I love my babies, like I love them to death. But my C-section, no. But I do kind of wish, like, at some point, I wish I would have done the glam, but I probably would have come out looking like Ronald McDonald or the Joker.
Oh, God.
The Jet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
I just want you to know, I have very high hopes for this particular edition of Phil
in the Blank.
Oh, so good. Just the story alone, without playing Phil in the Blank, would be amazing.
All right, let's do it.
Here we go. A man in the great state of
Wisconsin.
Ohio.
Okay.
O-H-I-O. His name is Matthew. Insert your favorite breakfast food.
Scrambled eggs.
Matthew scrambled eggs. That's right.
What a name.
No, but his name really is Matthew Pancake.
No.
Yes.
That's a good name.
Matthew got arrested after a series of break-ins. He broke into an outlet store type, outlet mall type.
Okay, like a swap meet.
Shoes.
Like a Nike outlet.
Famous footwear.
Okay.
Of course he did. And he also broke into a restaurant called Not Hooters.
Shooters.
Roosters.
Okay. Oh, roosters. Okay.
Matthew seen on camera wearing blank print pajamas.
Leopard print.
Yes.
Oh, he's got taste.
Then he kept the animal theme going by breaking into a pet store called...
Snakes.
Petland.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because you had your Petco, your PetSmart, and then your Petland. Also, so Matthew broke into the famous footwear Roosters wearing leopard print pajamas. His name's Matthew Pancake. This thing writes itself, doesn't it? A bunch of animals in Petland were
released.
Yes, yeah, set free.
Oh,
presumably intentionally. Police finally tracked Mr. Pancake down in the parking lot of another store nearby.
Of a IHOP. Of a...
Pancake in your hand. Yeah, Big Lots.
Oh, I love Big
The
Lots.
Whole thing is just delicious.
So weird.
Yeah. It's got an element of WT to it that I enjoy a lot.
Yes, it does.
When they arrested Mr. Pancake in his leopard print pajamas in the parking lot of Big Lots.
So dumb.
they discovered that Matthew had also... when he was at Petland, not only did he release a bunch of animals, but he had four blanks in his pants.
Oh, God, mice.
Close. Guess again.
Snakes.
No, no, not snakes. We did
gerbils.
Snakes the other day. Very close. One more. Starts with
an H. In that family. Hamsters.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, God. In his pants? Four hamsters in his pants?
In his leopard print pajamas at Big Lots.
Wow.
I guarantee he's wearing Crocs, too. I guarantee it. It doesn't say that here, but I guarantee there's Crocs involved. He's charged with breaking and entering and vandalism. And as for the animals, the police, hey, don't yell at me if you like leopard print pajamas and Crocs. I just saw something flash in front of my eyes on the text line. I'll get to you in a minute, but don't start with me. That's your own crime you're committing. As for the animals, police recovered two dogs, multiple birds, yet another hamster, and at least two bunnies. Authorities say they're still looking for more bunnies, birds, and a ferret. I'd check his pants again. I gotta be honest. And that's fill in the blank, everybody. Yay! The Chet Buchanan Show.
While I'm getting dressed,
I dance and laugh.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
The best way to kick off the day.
On 98.5 KLUC.
So when I first saw this story, my thought was, am I not really aware of how much Legos cost?
Oh, I'm not at all. Are they expensive?
Well, that's what I wondered.
Yeah.
Because police in Eugene, Oregon, found $200,000 in what they believe to be stolen Legos at a toy store in Eugene.
Uh-huh.
It's a place called Brick Builders. Allegedly, the thieves swiped the Legos from Target, Walmart, you know, wherever.
Yeah.
And then sold them to Brick Builders for cash, which I'm guessing Brick Builders, that's kind of their thing.
Yeah.
You know, the Legos and toys like them. So officially... Here's my favorite part of this. Officials also suspect that employees of Brick Builders knew full well that they were buying stolen merchandise. Well, here's why. Because on July 3rd, police searched the store and found 4,150 sets of Legos.
Oh my God. Not guilty. That's sarcasm.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's a lot of how would you not know?
Uh-huh.
Now, that all being said, in the early, early days of Toy Drive, when the car clubs, yeah, I tell the story quite a bit when we do Toy Drive, of how the car clubs, really, we wouldn't have survived those first few years because they donated and they donated a lot. Sometimes we weren't exactly sure where all those toys came from,
stop.
But they don't.
Stop.
They did, so.
In the morning.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
I'm not afraid to say it out loud. I'm a back the blue guy, and I always have been. And I think we need to enforce some laws in this country because we got too many people thinking that they can get away with too much stuff.
Yeah.
That's as political as I'll ever get on this show. And I think for the most part, we can kind of all agree on that.
Yeah.
You know, we've got the rules. They're there for a reason. Now, listen, Don't start busting me doing 80 on the 215. That one, I'm willing to smudge a couple of rules here and there. But this guy tried to take squatter's rights to a whole new level.
God.
Open house last Sunday for a home near home for sale, about 40 miles south of DC in Virginia, right? One of the people who toured the home was a 39-year-old dude who talked to the seller about how much he loved the place. Oh, this is great. It'd be fantastic. I got four kids. This place would be awesome.
I bet it would be.
2 days later, he came back, just moved in.
No.
He didn't make an offer. He didn't buy it. None of that. He just showed up with his kids, got inside the house, and refused to leave.
How is that even okay? That takes a lot of chutzpah.
Like a lot of these, man. Yeah, I have more questions than answers.
Yeah.
Like, in what world did you believe that this would be all right?
But it's a real thing. There's a whole thing on Netflix about squatters.
Oh, yeah.
And there are just no rules. They live there. And they terrorize people. God, yeah. This guy sounds like those people.
A lot of that happens here.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. A lot. Police got there and said, come out. He said no. And just stared at them through a window.
Wait a minute.
So obviously, dude might not be fully, you know.
Him and his kids staring out the window.
Yeah. They finally did go inside and arrest him.
Good.
Right.
Because you don't always hear that they get to go inside and arrest him.
Turned out he was on probation. He had warrants out in two neighboring counties. He's facing a big, long list of charges, including entering a property with intent to cause damage. No, I think he just wanted to go in there. And live. But still, not good. CPS, Child Protective Services, took the kids.
Oh, sure.
So that's
sad.
But they said that they would be releasing them to a responsible family member. So thank God the kids aren't going to go into the system.
Yeah.
Whatever, but
I still can't get over. He's just staring out the window. He said, no.
Yeah. And is the furniture going to stay? You know, well, all right, good. Well, I'll just go. Yeah, I'll just take it as is. It's going to move in. Great.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
It's the more you know before we go. This honestly seems counterproductive to me. There is a term for the inability to remember the right word. Lethologica is what that is called, and you'll never remember that.
Lethologica.
There's also a word for the inability to recall the right name, and that's lethanomia. But you'll never remember that either.
Maybe, because I would remember it if I thought, like, lethargic. Like, you're lethargic, so nope, I already forgot it.
This is what I'm saying. I mean, the whole thing, too, where you're like, oh, I can't remember what's the word I'm looking for? Oh, I seem to have a case of lethologica. Like, where are you going to come? What? How is that ever? Have you ever heard of Jesse Frederick?
No.
Michaela, I would think he might be somebody you would know because of your time in Hollywood. Oh. And in the music industry and all of that kind of thing. Jesse Frederick wrote and performed the theme songs for Full House, Family Matters, and Step by Step, which honestly I'm not going to play because I can't find it right now.
Yeah, but that's cool. He made bank.
Sure did. He also wrote the Perfect Strangers theme song, which I also cannot find, but he did not perform that one.
A lot of times, though, when they create those sitcom songs, they're like incredibly rich and really talented, but you don't really ever know their face.
Oh, the people that wrote them.
Jesse Frederick.
Yeah, like Jesse.
The minute you say it, I'm Jesse like, Frederick. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right? Taylor Swift's getting loans from him. You know, he's a baller like that, I imagine. Doesn't it seem like crystal meth is a fairly new phenomenon?
Crystal meth?
I'm sorry, did you just
that's
say
funny
that?
Just to pop out with that. No, it just seems like it hasn't been around that long, but it was actually invented by the Japanese in 1919. That's all I had to say about that.
Crystal's
right, so
been around.
Enjoy that. Take that with you throughout the day, everybody. And there you go. Have a nice day. Happy Monday. Yeah, follow me on social. I know this is a weird way to end, right? Follow me on social. I'm not looking at either one of them. And now I know why.
Look at
I was
us.
Like, why won't I look at them? Am I embarrassed just a little?
He's
maybe.
Looking out the-
maybe. Kind of looking at the floor. Follow me on social or don't. I don't care. No, I really do care. Follow me at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. I am deep in preparation for London, which that's coming this week. Very exciting with USA Basketball. Check out Adrian.
You can follow me at Heavyweight Radio on Instagram and TikTok.
And follow me at Mikayla Gordon, MIKALAH. That's it for me.
We got a whole bunch of nothing going on today. I like
it. We got a day off.
Good. Maybe we should get some rest and think about what we've done. Come back and get them again tomorrow. Everybody have a great day. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
It's the more you know before we go. This honestly seems counterproductive to me. There is a term for the inability to remember the right word. Lethologica is what that is called, and you'll never remember that.
Lethologica.
There's also a word for the inability to recall the right name, and that's lethanomia. But you'll never remember that either.
Maybe, because so I would remember it if I thought like lethargic. Like you're lethargic, so I already forgot it.
This is what I'm saying. I mean, the whole thing too, where you're like, oh, I can't remember what's the word I'm looking for? Oh, I seem to have a case of lethologica. Like, where are you going to come? What? How is that ever? Have you ever heard of Jesse Frederick?
No.
Mikayla, I would think he might be somebody you would know because of your time in Hollywood. Oh. And in the music industry and all of that kind of thing. Jesse Frederick wrote and performed the theme songs for Full House, Family Matters, and Step by Step, which honestly I'm not going to play because I can't find it right now.
Yeah, but that's cool. He made bank.
Sure did. He also wrote the Perfect Strangers theme song, which I also cannot find, but he did not perform that one.
A lot of times, though, when they create those sitcom songs, they're like incredibly rich and really talented, but you don't really ever know their face.
Oh, the people that wrote them.
Jesse Frederick.
Yeah, like Jesse.
The minute you say it, I'm Jesse like, Frederick. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right? Taylor Swift's getting loans from him. You know, he's a baller like that, I imagine. Doesn't it seem like crystal meth is a fairly new phenomenon?
Crystal meth.
I'm sorry. Did you just
that's
say
funny
that?
Just to pop out with that. No, it just seems like it hasn't been around that long, but it was actually invented by the Japanese in 1919. That's all I had to say about that. All
Crystal's
right, so
been around.
Enjoy that. Take that with you throughout the day, everybody. And there you go. Have a nice day. Happy Monday. Yeah, follow me on social. I know it's a weird way to end, right? Follow me on social. I'm not looking at either one of them. And now I know why.
Look
I was
us.
Like, why won't I look at them? Am I embarrassed just
yes,
a little?
He's
maybe.
Looking up.
Maybe. Kind of looking at the floor. Follow me on social or don't. I don't care. No, I really do care. Follow me at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. I am deep in preparation for London, which
yeah,
that's coming this week. Very exciting with USA Basketball. Check out Adrian.
You can follow me at Heavyweight Radio on Instagram and TikTok.
And follow me at Mikayla Gordon, MIKALAH. That's it for me.
We got a whole bunch of nothing going on today. I like
we
it.
We got a day off.
Well, good. Maybe we should get some rest and think about what we've done. Come back and get them again tomorrow. Everybody have a great day. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.